We are joined right now by the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. Entering his third season with the team, he led the Chargers to a 12-win season and the postseason last year. Took the Chargers to the postseason for the first time in five seasons. Seattle is at L.A. Saturday night, 7 p.m. Pacific. The season opener is against Indianapolis, September 8th, 4:05 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Anthony Lynn is my guest. Anthony, good to have you back. How are you?
Good to be back, Rome. Doing good, man.
Good, good.
Watching a little tape from last night.
Yeah, so what's it look like to you? I know it's a preseason game. It's a loss to the Saints. The preseason's not about the results, but watching that tape, what's your biggest takeaway?
I'm looking for guys. We're trying to find a right 53 right now for September 8th, and I'm looking to see who step up in these games, who's most consistent, who executes, and just so we can get the right roster together.
Anthony Lynn joining us. So every season and every team is different. What have you learned about this team so far in camp?
I mean, we kept a lot of this, the same players intact, so I'm very familiar with these men and what they can do and what they can't do. And I know they work their tails off. You know, we completely understand that. You know, we won 12 games last year, but you don't pick up where you left off. You know, we got to restart over and go back to work and build that same chemistry we had last year, that same grit. And go see what happens. But right now, we're working hard. And, you know, we've had a couple setbacks, you know, with DJ and Russell Coon. But, you know, every team in the league is going to go through two or three things that they have to overcome. And I think when you build a good football team, you're able to do that.
Anthony Lynn is my guest. You mentioned DJ, Derwin James. Obviously, he's dealing with a foot injury. Knowing the impact that he makes on the field, how do you go about dealing with that injury and attempting to replace him?
Yeah, you can't replace him. I mean, he's a heck of a talent. But his production on the field speaks for itself. But his intangibles, his leadership, is what I believe we're going to miss the most. You know, you just sleep better at night knowing that kid's on the field. And, you know, we're going to miss him. But Adrian Phillips is going to step up, and he's going to replace him. And Rayshon Jenkins, he's having a heck of a camp. He's stepping up. So, you know, everyone has stepped that game up a little bit, and we'll be okay.
We're talking L.A. Chargers head coach Anthony Lynn. You know, one of the things that I'm really struck by, when you look back at last season, you won a lot of tight games by playing football, winning football in tight situations. In fact, you were 7-1 in one-score games last year. So how do you explain the ability, and is that something that carries over from one year to the next?
Well, that's something that we emphasize, and we emphasize it and communicate it with one another and over-communicate it. You know, how you perform and how you decisions you make in situational football. And we try to put the guys in those situations as much as we can in practice, and then we like to see it play out in games. You know, last year, you know, it played out in our favor. You know, our guys felt like they'd been there and done it. But I believe when you approach those situations in practice with the right mentality and the right focus, then you kind of feel like you've been there and done it before, and the game kind of slows down for you a little bit.
And the approach is key, right? Like last season, Nick Hardwick, who'd been around the team for a long time, is both a player and an analyst, said that he noticed how the team has a, quote, business-like manner now, as opposed to, quote, Chargers teams in the past who thrived and died on emotional football, end quote. So how'd you go about instilling that business-like approach, and why was that so important?
No, I believe that this is important. And, you know, I'm here in this culture every day, so I don't notice things like that. That's good to hear. That, you know, that Nick, being a former player, saw that. But if you're going to be at your best, and that's what we try to focus on here, is just being at our best. You know, we don't control winning. I mean, let's be real. I mean, you can go out and play the best game of your life and still lose. And so, if I can get each man to show up every day and focus, eliminate distractions, and try to be at his best, then I think we have a chance to win a lot of games. And that's what we focus on. That's probably, when you say business-like approach, it's probably – maybe that's why you feel that, because, you know, guys are locked in.
Thing is, though, and I get that, but it's not a game. And, you know, obviously you'd be the first one to say this. It's not a game without emotion. You play that game with emotion. Even you can coach on a certain level with a certain amount of emotion. And to that point, the connection that you're going to develop with each player, there's this story from last season. After huge road wins at Pittsburgh and Kansas City, you found time to speak to every player individually, whether they were starting or not, to tell them something you appreciated about them and how they contributed to those wins and the season. Why was that so important for you to do, and what was that process like?
You know, I think you have to get to know your players, and so that they trust you and you trust them, and it's got to be intentional. You know, it doesn't just happen. And I think sometimes I can be real critical, And, you know, I expect the good things. And when guys don't do it the right way, then I'm really outspoken about that. But every now and then I want them to know that I really appreciate them too. And, you know, I think you have to pull guys aside and have those conversations with them individually. And I made time to do that. I thought it was important to do that. You know, and some guys, you know, you pull aside and those conversations are not so pleasant. Because you have to get to know your guys, and some guys you're going to coach with a candy bar one day, and some guys you're going to coach with a crowbar one day. You just got to know the difference.
A candy bar one day and a crowbar one day. Did you literally sit down every single guy on the roster and have a conversation?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And they weren't all sit down. Some of them were just standing on the field. Some of them were standing in the hallway. Some of them was in the cafeteria. Just whenever I could grab them.
Anthony Lynn joining us. That's amazing. Now, when you talk about the ups and downs of a season, obviously Melvin Gordon has not been in camp as part of a contract situation. I understand you're focused on the guys who are there and the roster you do have, but do you expect him to be there when the regular season starts?
I don't know. You know, Melvin and I, we've spoken. We've had good conversations, and I trust that this situation is going to work itself out with management. And we like to have him, but he's not here right now. And like you said, I'm really focused on the guys that are here and trying to get them better and move forward.
So I'm curious, what's that conversation like? I mean, do you try and talk him into coming? Do you just try and figure out where he's coming from? What's a conversation like him about a situation like that like?
You know, I just want to understand what his position, where he's coming from, and at the same time, just let him know that. You know, we miss him, and that he's a big part of what we're trying to get done here. That's all.
Anthony Lynn's my guest. Now, one of the things you and I have talked about, and I always enjoy talking about with you, is what you do in the summertime as you get away from football. You and Stacy opened up a school in northern Tanzania. How did your involvement with that project first come to be?
Man, you know, my neighbor in New York, when I lived in New York for 8 years, we played college ball against each other. He was at Texas, and I was at Texas Tech. And we ran into each other one day, and we just kind of hit it off. And he has a foundation called A Privilege to Serve. And he was telling me about this project that he wanted to get done in Tanzania, and he needed some help doing it. And, you know, I sit down and I visit with his people and watch some video and talk to some people on the phone in Africa. And it was a project that I just couldn't walk away from, something that I feel like I had to do. And I've never done anything abroad before. You know, I feel like we have enough problems in the home country. And so I've always, you know, stayed home. But I took this one, you know, because it was important. These kids needed education. They needed a school. And there's just so many negative things happening in that area with teenagers, you know, as far as being hauled off the military and gangs and sex trades, that we just feel like we needed a school there desperately. But A Privilege to Serve, you know, they brought me in on the project. And I was supposed to go over the last season, and I didn't have time to make it, but I made time this year. And I got to tell you, it was a game changer. I took my whole family, and just to see, visit with the people over there and how appreciative they were, and how tough those people are. And how every day over there is life or death situation, and just how they live, you know, and it just made me not take as many things for granted anymore. And it also made me realize that we have more than enough to get done what we need to get done if we put our minds to it.
Good for you. What a great cause. Anthony Lynn, my guest. Before you go, you mentioned Texas Tech. I'm actually going to go to your old stomping grounds of Lubbock to pay a visit to Texas Tech shortly. Is there anything I should make sure that I do or see while I'm in town?
You got to go by Josie's, man. Some of the best Mexican food in West Texas.
All right, I'll do that. Now, you know I'm a Southern California native. We have some pretty good Mexican food out here. How does it compare to what we have out here?
I think it's pretty similar, to be honest with you. You know, we call it Tex-Mex back in Texas, but I think it's pretty similar. But it's a lot of good eating places there in Lubbock, though. Lubbock, Texas is known for great people and good food.
So what was it like playing college ball there? What do you remember most as you look back on your time there?
You know, it was fun. It was a sellout, you know. They really back Red Raider football. And so, you know, every Saturday you played in front of, you know, 60,000 screaming crazy people. And I never understood the tortillas. They would throw the tortillas out, you know, on the opponents. But it was fun. Great college atmosphere.
Chargers coming off a 12-win season. They went to the postseason for the first time in 5 years. They're back at it Saturday night against Seattle, and they open up their season against Indianapolis on September 8th. Their head coach, Anthony Lynn, my guest. Anthony, great to have you back. Appreciate you. Appreciate the visit.
Good to be back, Ron. Thanks, right, man.
You got it. Great talking to you. It's a jungle favorite right there, Anthony Lynn. He's a stud.